here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you, and we're going to be kicking things off with a brand new one from Jeanette King. The song just came out today. It's called "Na Make Me Fall." And following that is we got some brand new music from Devin Parkin with the song "Trading Gibberish" from their latest album, "Sit With Dirt."
Literally saying one thing and doing the exact opposite.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here. You are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a full hour of music for you. The last two tracks we listened to were the new one from Jeanette King with Namek Me Fall. That one just came out today. And following that is Devin Parkin with Trading Gibberish. That's from their latest album, Sit With Dirt. Up next, we got three more tracks for you. We have a new one from Triton with Swollen Ankles from the album So Far, So Good. Following that, we have some brand new music from Nilu with Strange Orange from their EP Nilu that just came out a while ago. And following that is JPEG 2000 with Winter Vacation from the Winter Vacation Next Vibe split side single.
Got a gun and a strap right to my head, so you better not get no ideas. Fully loaded, so you know I'll soon be dead, and I won't be in no museums. Got a
Bird note. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of Colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the islands to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of local music for you, and the last three tracks that we listened to were Swollen Ankles by Triton, following that was Strange Orange by Nilu, and the last one was Winter Vacation by JPEG 2000. Up next, we got a trio of brand new songs for you. Fun fact, all of these songs originated in Port Alberni, one way or the other, the little burg on the island there. We got two tracks from Maddie Duncan coming at you from her latest album, Myopian Dystopian Utopia. That one just dropped 2 weeks ago. And we got the songs Epitaph followed by Myopia. And after those two tracks, we're playing a brand new one from my band. We're called Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. Fancy I snuck my name in there. And the song is called Morning Star. And for those of you who do not know, I also grew up in Port Alberni.
It's getting hard to agree. agree. I've got myopia. I can't see past me. In this world incomplete, do I stand on my feet? Or do I crawl to water? As to avoid the heat, do I think for myself?